It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, it is Valentine's Day, and there's all sorts of Valentine's Day stories going on, including one I want to give you before we get to Josh's story about the most adventurous fetishes throughout these here United States of America. There's a list online this morning of your top fetishes on this special day. Things like biting, wearing a diaper, tickling.
Are furries on that list?
I didn't see furries.
Oh, that's like the biggest thing. I thought for sure that a couple states would have that.
Passing gas was on the list, which I guess some people are into. I don't know. Like, it's a big planet. And this was. I was reading this and my eyes were like, what?
Wait, as a turn-on?
As a fetish.
What?
Yes.
Well, people, I mean, there's a website called feetfinder.com. So
there
come
is.
On. There's
I
something,
mean, something for everyone.
Something for everybody.
People are into some stuff. So the one that came in for Colorado, I had never heard of as a fetish. I've watched WWF growing up with, you know, Hulk Hogan and all that. But wrestling is the top Colorado fetish.
You've never asked a girl that you were flirting with, oh, like, we could wrestle.
Clothesline me?
No.
Throw me into the ropes?
We're not doing, no. Hold on. Time out.
No.
We're not doing WWE over here, WWF. We're doing, like, the cutesy little, hey, what, like, you know, little argument or something. Like, you want to wrestle for it or wrestle about whatever?
Like, I'm going to throw you down onto the bed?
Not throw you down. Just, like,
I don't think that's
playful
what this
wrestling.
I don't, that's like tickle fight.
No.
Tickle fight.
Yeah, that just. Well,
which tickling came in on the list. So. I think wrestling is like wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, you are
well,
into being.
I don't see that.
Tap out. Tap out right now.
Like,
tap
choked out.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's
jumping from the ropes.
Yes.
Huh.
I think I'm gonna
John Cena that.
You can't see me. You can't see me.
Anyway.
You know what? We got
There's
some
just things
weird
I see on the
here.
Internet. There's a lot of weirdos on this
it's
planet.
Weird people.
So Josh, tell us what's going on with your love life because you're always so quiet about it. You never
yes!
really
I know.
Like, we know that you're a playa and everything,
okay,
but
well, we need to say that. Well, yeah, no, I need your help because I need your help because I'm kind of seeing someone new, and it has been, maybe a little bit over a month, but it is nothing official. It's a few dates. We text. We like talking to each other. We like doing that stuff, but it's Valentine's Day now, and I'm kind of towards the thing of I don't need to get her anything. We're not official. Nothing crazy going on. I like her. It's been really fun to see her. However, we aren't official. I don't really feel the need to do something for Valentine's Day. However, she's been dropping some hints, I think. She's been texting me, Valentine's Day, you know, it's my favorite time of the year. I love this holiday so
such
much.
Such a special day, and you're such a special person.
We are seeing each other today, and I was like, that's probably enough, right? Like, we could get a little Valentine's Day luncheon thing.
I'm sorry, how long have you guys been together?
Like a month.
Little bit over a month.
Together?
No, well, yeah, see, it's not.
So 30-plus days.
But it's not official.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out.
It's not.
Out.
We're hanging out, getting to know each other. Can I say that?
See, the lingo. What is hanging out? Like, to me, hanging out is like you're just.
But he could be hanging out with other people too. So could she.
It's so vague
what hanging out is.
I know. We're getting to know each other.
When you're a girlfriend, boyfriend, there is no other people in the mix. You're only seeing each other. So
totally
that's
singular.
The difference, I think.
Totally singular.
Yeah.
And so
is that you right now?
Do I?
Totally singular with this person. Nobody else.
On my side, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so
Josh.
We'll see. But I don't know what she's doing.
I know, you don't know what she's doing.
I could be I could just be this
She could
this
be into tickling
today.
And farting.
In wrestling.
Well, yeah, we're having a lunch. She could have a dinner tonight, too. I don't know. So I'm like, I don't know if I need to show up with flowers and a card. But the hints that she's dropping, I feel like she is expecting something in the next couple hours here. So I am late to the
party. It's a big day of love. Now, have you guys, you've gone to other restaurants together?
Totally.
You've
several dates, yep.
You've broke bread together?
Yes, sir.
What other things have you done with her?
I mean, we've
Besides.
Hung out. Like, no, Jeremy.
No, you don't
again,
talk about
family
that.
Family members of the show. But, no, we've hung out. We have hung out with each other
Movies,
outside of just going
friends.
On dates.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, multiple people have gone with us. Like, it's been friends, you know, hanging out. She's in a friend group with us. So, that type of thing. And then also one-on-one dates.
How long have you known her in general?
A couple years. So
quite a while.
A little while. But that was the thing. She had a boyfriend back in that time. So
this is new.
This whole romantic part is new for me.
So basically, you're going to throw this out to our listeners. Should you be doing something today because you're, air quotes, just been hanging out, but it's been over a month. You're pretty smitten. I've heard you say some very nice things about this young lady in the studio.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should Josh be showing up today with something for Valentine's Day? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Feel free to sound off about this. I see a lot of people texting already. Call us. It's Friday. It's Valentine's Day. Let's have some fun. I don't know.
I don't either because we're not official. And I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I'm at the part where we're still getting to know each other. I don't know if I want to make it official. We're still learning about each other.
You can do something small and it doesn't mean that it's official. You can show up to this with a small box of chocolates that cost you
a little
bit.
From what I hear,
he's
always showing up with something small.
You know what I mean? Like, it should be.
Ouch.
I think that if you show up with something that doesn't mean, oh my God, I love you, let's get married. Like,
well, think about this, Katie, because a dozen roses is
$100.
I don't know if I want to drop $100 on her.
Don't get the roses.
Do you want to be hanging out later this evening, though, is my question.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
I know
see.
Your mom's
like,
listening,
we'll
but it's
see.
Valentine's Day.
Even
we'll see.
One like
we'll see.
Singular rose, like something small, I think, is the
Maybe
route
it's
you want to take
yellow
here.
Today.
Yeah. No, not a yellow rose. You don't want to get in the friend zone. That's a bad place. Don't ever go there.
Here's
in this situation.
What we need to do. We got to grab calls. Josh, you got to grab calls.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
yep.
That's part of Josh's job.
No, it's cool. Yeah.
And the phone lines are ringing like crazy. So let's do this. Let's get to a break. Let's get what our listeners want to say.
Deal.
If everyone's cool with that. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios. Phone lines are blowing up right now. So thank you, guys. Give us a call. Let Josh know what he should do today with his young, beautiful love. Have a bit of a dilemma going on this morning with Josh as he's been seeing this sweet young thing for about a month or so. He's kind of a smitten kitten right now, but he's like, is it too soon to be throwing Valentine's Day gifts at her?
Mm.
Although she's been hinting, hasn't she, buddy?
She has. And it's in the most like indirect way of like, oh, I just love Valentine's Day. It's so full of love. It's so cute. And I'm like, this means she wants me to spend money on her.
I know, but it's like,
like no.
And I've been single for so long.
What are you afraid of? And I was telling Katie that when you went out of the room.
I've been single for so long that, like, I do like her, but, like, the idea of, like, spending all my money again, it's so new. I don't know if it's going to last. I don't know. So I'm like, am I wasting, you know?
So what you're saying is you're not 100% sure about this relationship, and this might, like, make her think more, maybe, that you're...
I love getting to know her, and I don't want to rush anything. And I'm like, if I go and, you know, go all out for the first Valentine's Day, A, she can expect this time and time again, and B, like, what if this does fizzle out?
Damn her.
Well, no.
Let's see what
She's
our listeners
get the
have
wrong
to say.
Idea.
We're right. She's going to think I really love her. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what should Josh do today for his, I don't even know what to call her, friend?
So keep it simple because she's hinted, though, you should do something. So go somewhere like Sprouts. They have nice flowers. Get tulips, something different than the rose.
Oh.
Have them wrapped nicely and then grab a container of strawberries and some chocolate chips and dip some strawberries later tonight.
Oh, that's okay. I like that,
that's
though.
That's sweet.
That's
so
very
different.
Sweet.
And a little bit different, still fun, and it doesn't suggest over the top, and you're not breaking the bank.
Yeah, and
I
are you saying
that,
do
yeah.
the strawberry thing
tulips?
Together?
Yes,
absolutely. I love that.
I do like that.
Tulips are a good idea,
that's
too.
That's romantic.
That's an Easter flower. That's what you get your grandma for Easter.
Yeah, but you're not.
No, it doesn't have to be, though.
Yes.
Michelle.
Anything but roses, though. That's the big thing.
Yes, I like that a lot, Michelle. I think that sends a message that you still care about that person, but you want to take it
slow. Let her know that you're listening, but it's also not like diving in all the way right away.
And then you give her a plastic container of strawberries?
No, you do that
together. No, you do it together.
And grandma flowers?
No, you do it together.
Do it together. I actually like this because that's unique. That's much better than just the roses and teddy bear, you know?
Well, two out of the
Absolutely.
Three like the idea, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, you get a yes from me.
Michelle, I like that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Michelle. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
I like
you
it.
You know what? Jeremy's
you don't
like
He's
not
a face.
Sold on the tulips at all.
I like it. It's good advice. Sound
There's
advice.
There's a joke in there, too, with the name of that flower. You shouldn't be giving that flower on Valentine's
gosh,
Day. I'm just telling you right now,
innocent.
Don't give that flower on Valentine's Day. Sharon.
Hey, how are you guys?
Morning, we're good.
Happily married. Don't have to worry about this. What
Lucky
should Josh
totally.
Do? What should Josh do about this little lady friend of his?
Okay, so, I have two older daughters, and I know about this whole hangout situation. It's so not in my lane, but I feel like since it's so new, I love the idea of just like a single flower. Mm-hmm. And I heard the last lady, you know, with the tulips. I mean, I was thinking a single rose, but it doesn't have to be too fancy. You don't need to do a card. You don't need to do anything else. But I think that lets her know you're thinking about her, but it's very simple.
Okay, so no card, though. Is that too official, do you think, if you got the card?
I think a card is too official.
Yes, okay. I agree.
What if it's blank on the inside? What if it's just like a dollar
just
store?
Rude.
No, what if it's a dollar store card with like a heart on the front and it's blank inside and you can just write something in there from your heart, Josh? Like, I would like to see where this takes us in the future. Happy Valentine's
That's
Day.
Too official.
That's too official.
That is too.
I think too official. I really do. I feel like just a single flower is appropriate.
Yeah.
I like the single flower.
What they've been doing in the evening is pretty official to me. But, all right, Sharon.
My goodness.
Sharon.
Thank you.
You're the best. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
A card is too official, but yeah, they can be.
Well, but it's different.
Know what
I'm
saying?
Would you say it's a situationship? Would you clarify it? Is that what you?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
As of right now, I think it's just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
It's hanging out.
Yeah.
Naked.
Oh, my gosh.
Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rachel.
Girl. What should Josh do?
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. What's your advice for Josh?
Well, okay. Obviously, I think we've all reached the consensus that he has to do something. My thought was, do you know if she likes chocolate?
Oh, yeah. No, she loves it. She loves it.
She's got a severe allergy, actually.
Gosh.
So there's, like, you can get something a little, like, more thoughtful. Like, there's, like, the chocolate therapist in Littleton. I don't know how close you are to that, but we just discovered that place.
Right on Main Street, right?
Right on Main Street. Their chocolate-covered toffee is, like, award-winning and, like, so freaking delicious. I can't stop thinking about it.
It's
do you
so
work
good.
For this place? Is that the only reason you called
me?
No.
No.
She's
I just
right.
discovered it. I'm pumped, though,
You're
obviously.
You're so
and I
right
love
about
chocolate
that.
So fancy
so
candy.
Yeah, but, like, you don't have to go crazy. It doesn't have to be, like, a $100 box of, like, See's chocolates or something.
You know what, what I would do is I would actually use this as the date, kind of, today. Take her there. I would say just take her to that place. It's Main Street, Old Town Littleton, right?
Yes,
is that what I heard?
It's great.
Yeah, I like that.
Grab
I like
a,
that
like,
idea.
Fish and Fin across the street. You could probably get in for lunch there.
Yeah,
I mean, I
grab
know.
A cocktail.
Oh, my gosh. I love this idea.
So
I
far,
like
you're
it.
In the lead, Rachel.
I like it, Rachel.
Yes,
that is
Rachel,
a really good
great
idea.
Advice.
Fancy chocolate downtown Littleton. And then smooch.
And I know someone that would agree with me that, like, a potted plant is kind of fun. It's a little more permanent, but I know Katie's daughter would appreciate
yes,
that.
She would.
Oh, yes.
With her 82 plants. Yeah.
But again, that's exactly. something that she's got to carry around then for the rest of the day, too. Like a potted plant, like she just walked out of Home Depot or something. Nah.
I hear that, but.
Yeah.
All
still.
Right.
You're sure. Whole ficus.
Rachel, thank you for calling. Have a good day. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
Susan,
really
welcome to the
advice.
Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What should Josh do with his lady friend tonight?
Well, I am with my daughter. She's 13, and she thinks he needs to give her a flower and chocolates. But I have a question. What has to happen, Josh, to make this official?
Oh.
Well, I got to ask her to be my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, how old are you? We are adults. Do we really need to ask that question these
days? He's basically 30. He's 30 years old.
I mean, yeah.
Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Here's a plant in a pot.
That's right. I mean, I guess, I don't know, if you just start seeing each other and you just like are like, I don't, you make the decision you don't want to see anybody else, right?
I love you.
Right. So it sounds like that's what's happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're well on our way. Yeah.
Susan, Josh is Denver's most eligible bachelor right now.
Yeah. Well,
so,
okay, yeah, but he's seen one person.
Yeah.
And he said that it's only her. So
is he?
It sounds like she is his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he's dragging his
She's
feet
not.
A little bit.
Let's just say
Katie.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
We can say that she is not your official girlfriend at this
She's
point.
Not.
She's
no.
not.
No.
Josh has options, Susan.
Yeah.
But I will say, like I said, okay. He's been saying some really nice things about this girl, and he, I think he is kind of smitten. So,
yeah,
ask the
she's
question,
great.
Josh. Just
yes.
ask the question tonight. Go for it.
Oh, jeez.
Coming
that's
in
so
on
cliche.
Valentine's Day.
That is so, because then your anniversary is always on Valentine's Day. That's a little.
Wait till tomorrow.
It's a little cheap. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how tonight goes, then maybe I'll ask tomorrow.
There you go. Here's your potted plant. Be my girlfriend.
That's good.
Well, Josh, have fun.
Thank
bring
you,
her
Susan.
Something.
Thank you so much. I'll
thank
grab
you,
her
Susan.
Something.
Thanks,
thank
Susan.
You.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm going to throw these other calls on hold. Hold on, everybody. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Hey, Gino. Is that right? Gino.
There we are, Gino. What's up, man?
A guy's perspective.
Gino.
Gino. What should this guy over here across from me do today?
70-year-old Gino.
Oh, let's see what we got. I need some good information then.
Gino. Josh.
Yes, sir.
Go for it, Gino.
You're on the radio. You know she's listening to you.
She might be.
You know she's listening to you, and if you don't take her somewhere or do something, you're going to sound like a cheap ass.
You don't want to be a cheap ass, dude.
You don't want to be that.
No, I don't want to be that.
You don't.
But, Gino, the thing, dude, is we're trying to find the happy medium without him going overboard and being, like, too lovey-dovey, but, like, not looking like a cheapo with one single rose, which I think is kind of cheap looking. So what do you think, Gino?
Yeah, that's cheap.
Well, we already have a lunch date planned.
Everybody does it.
We have a lunch date planned, so should I show up with a whole bouquet then?
I think Gino's phone sucks.
No, dude, take her to a strip club.
Oh, gosh, Gino.
Goodbye, Gino.
Gino.
He's crazy. Crazy advice, Gino.
Josh, don't listen to Gino.
No. Don't bring her there.
That was my second option, but
no. She's not going to like that.
No.
Even if
are there any other options besides... A flipping flower, a potted plant, and chocolate. There has to be something better for somebody in this situation.
You can get her one of those little Funko Pop things, right? Like, you guys
love Funko Pop? She's not nine.
Yeah, she's not into
she's
Funko
not nine,
Pop.
Is she?
Generation Z loves those things. Those little, or those Woobles. No, I'm telling you, like, that'd be perfect. Girls love that stuff, the Squishmallows.
Girls don't want a Funko Pop.
There's Squishmallow, maybe.
There's that thing you hang from the purse now that looks like the little monster. That girls are collecting, like, there's so many little things that girls that age
like. Again, she's not in elementary school, Katie.
I'm telling you.
There's got to be a better option. We're just going to go in blind on some of these because Josh can't answer phones right now. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. What do you think Josh should do?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I are kind of new, but we had this conversation. She's kind of the opposite where he... spends all of his money, and that's very stressful. Please don't do that. I was like, we'll do a $20 limit. But what I think he should do is Trader Joe's. Absolutely go to Trader Joe's. They have $13 bundle little bouquets of wildflowers. Those are super cute. Mm-hmm. I really think that that's the way to go. And then I really liked the idea of, like, just buy her. Like, I think if you get some chocolate from somewhere that's, like, cute, like Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend who owns the one on 16th
okay.
Street.
All right. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, Mariah.
I do think that that's... But just get some, like, slightly fancy chocolate.
Okay.
Slightly fancy chocolate and Trader Joe's wildflowers is the way to go.
A lot of people are texting about that too.
You are giving away a very well kept secret because whenever there's any sort of event, like a housewarming party or, you know, anything... Trader Joe's has the best little flower selection.
Really?
It's really good. And they have some in pots, too, if you feel the need. Like those single little, like, what are they, like irises or whatever?
Yeah.
With the really long
stem.
And
those
are pretty good. And they're like $15,
exactly.
If that. So.
Right. Well, there's one on my way, so we'll see.
There you go. Mariah, thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Have a good day. Good morning, Mix 100. Who is this?
This is Annika.
Hey,
hi, Annika.
Annika.
I need your help.
Okay. Does she have, like... a pretty good sense of humor, do you feel?
Oh, yeah,
she's
hilarious. Yeah, that's the biggest joke of them all. Yes, she does, though.
So my husband and I did this when we first started dating. We went to, before our date, we went to, like, a Goodwill or an Arc, and we picked out each other's outfits.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I've seen people do that. That
and
is
then
hilarious.
That's what we wore on our date.
Yes.
And it just made it, like, lighthearted and fun, and, like, we weren't taking it too serious.
Don't do that.
Jeremy's
why
shaking.
Not?
You
know, I love that. Why not?
That's I've seen
that's
people
cheap.
Do that.
You got to wash all those first and stuff. You don't have time to do that.
Oh, you're not just putting the clothes on straight from the
Annika,
girl, Jeremy.
You're talking to the guy who wears, like, Lululemon and other high-end products. I don't see him doing that.
I will say, I don't think I've ever been to a thrift shop.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
Like, he's kind of a high roller.
You can find Lululemon
but
we'll
the
go
problem
to
is he's
and
going
pick out
into,
each other's outfits.
Yeah, okay. Annika, you're very sweet. Thank
that
you so much
like
for your suggestion.
I like the idea.
Otherwise,
thank you.
Otherwise, I like the race. Rachel's idea of going downtown.
To the
Rachel's was good.
That's
yeah.
by far in the lead.
That's
Rachel's
the winning
was really
one right
good.
There,
yeah.
For sure.
Annika, thank you for calling. Have
Thanks,
a happy
Annika.
Valentine's
Thanks, Annika.
Day.
Bye.
Thank you. Good luck, Josh.
Thank you so much.
What you should do is get a bag of those conversation hearts and a poster board and then write sentences and then glue the heart on there as it fills in the sentence.
That would be funny.
That's what you need to do.
That would be funny. I think that's how people ask people to prom, though.
Nathan says, if you really want to look like a high roller, just bring a dozen eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. Bring eggs to your date.
Here's what you need to worry about, too, with this whole situation, is if you decide not to do something and you end up meeting up tonight or today, whatever, and she shows up with something for you that's kind of small.
That would be
that's
horrible.
That's the concern. So I don't think you should at least go empty-handed at this point.
Oh, I left it in the truck. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Takes off.
Gas station.
Come on, I'll never see you again.
But that's the one thing I think you really got to think about. Like, if you show up and she's got a little something for you.
That's big time.
You need to have a little something to reciprocate. Hey, good morning, Mix 100. Who is this?
Hello.
This is Ann.
Ann.
Hey, Ann, what do you think I should do?
There are some great ideas, and what I would do is Trader Joe's, Sprouts, get a small bouquet, meet her with that, guys do lunch, and
but do you want the bouquet for the entire lunch? Like, that's where I'm kind of like, is this awkward? Hey, I show up with a bouquet of flowers.
No, today's the day you walk around with a bouquet.
Set them next to the lunch table.
And you're showing everyone. Exactly.
Today's the day.
I'm showing them this is still one of our first, like, 10 dates, and it's awkward.
People have flowers delivered to the office today. Today's the day you brag about your flowers.
Women love flowers, says Ann.
They do, and you brag about them today.
Thank you, No, it's too much. You don't want to show up with a gigantic bouquet of flowers.
Not a gigantic bouquet, but you can get
something
small.
Anything over 5 flowers today, Josh.
You can get something small.
Okay.
You
want
to get more than 5, though, because you don't want her walking around with a sad, sad bouquet.
She's not going to be sad. She's got a date. He's probably going to pay for lunch.
I know, but if she's walking around with 5 flowers, people are going to be like, Josh is cheap.
I'm getting pissed.
I'm just saying, more than 5 flowers, Josh.
I don't know.
You need more than 5.
We'll see. Thanks, Ann.
Good morning, Mix 100. Who's this?
This is Kellen.
Kellen, what do you think about Josh's situation? What should he do?
What about the Lego flowers?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Kellen, if you listen to this show, you know I love Legos. She knows I love Legos. Jeremy, those Legos are also
$85. You can get.
No, you can get smaller.
Yeah,
can
you? Can get little ones.
Succulents.
Yeah, they have ones that are just like, there's ones that like even have like the built-in vase to it. They have like the full, like there's like a 12 stem rose bouquet one you can get if you want to go. That one's a little bit
succulents.
More expensive. Costco has it for cheaper.
And then write in a card, say, "You're my little succulent."
Oh, Kellen. And
that's
then they can,
cute.
They can build it together tonight.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like,
we'll
it could be
their
little thing. Oh, I love it.
My little succulent.
That is such a good idea. Kellen, that might be the winner
Kellen
right now.
Kellen and Rachel, those two are the best ideas right now.
We'll take two more calls, and then we're going to combine a couple of these, I think.
That's unbelievable.
Kellen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kellen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
What
solid
a rock star.
Right there.
That's what we're talking about.
I might have to stop by Target.
Yes.
All right, we'll do two more. We don't know who this is. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hey, guys, this is Mike.
Mike.
What should I do, man?
Hey, man, just a couple thoughts. The first one is balance. So I agree with Gino when he said you don't want to go cheapo. But at the same time, since it's new, you don't want to go, like, you know, you don't want to go spend $1,000 on her.
That's my thoughts exactly.
But, so I say the key word here is balance. But at the same time, do you know about the 5 love languages? Do you know what she's into?
I know what hers are, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Hers is touch,
okay,
from what I understand.
Then I would focus on her love language. And then if, like, her love language is the trinkets, then, yeah, I think the Lego idea is perfect.
That's
yeah,
brilliant. Really good. I like that. And you're right. Focus on the 5. That's actually a really good one. I like that.
Do you know what her love language, what her one is?
Yes,
is it
and I'm not going to say
it's
what
touch.
Her love languages are. She has 2, and I'm not going to say them.
Why? That might help
because
with
he's
this
a
situation.
Gentleman. Because he's a gentleman.
So it's touch
you're gonna
and
make
touch.
Jokes.
It's touch and touch. It's double touch.
Double touch.
So, yeah, I would just kind of go with logic here because, you know, I'm a project manager in construction, so that's what I do is I solve problems all day long.
I love it.
This guy's oozing logic right here.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. And I know women are based on emotions, not logic, but I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Well, no, you can hit both. It's the pathos, right? That's the emotional side of logic.
Right? There you go.
There we go. Yeah. So we got this.
Smart.
Michael, are you wearing a hard hat right now?
I'm in the truck. I got my hard hat right next to me.
All right, buddy. Put it on. You can't ever be too safe. Sir, we appreciate you calling the show today. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Later, Gator.
Thank you, Michael. You too, man. That was
all
good.
Right, we'll do one more. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what do you think Josh should do tonight? You're our last word on this.
Well, I'm thinking a nice bottle of champagne, obviously with some chocolate, and maybe a couples massage or mani-pedis together.
Dang.
I'll put a little clear coat on the toes. I don't care about that, but I don't know. Couples massage for like the 10th date. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's coming in a little
yeah,
hot.
That's a little soon, I
it's
think.
It's a little soon.
And Brian?
For the $5.
I'm going to tell you right now, Josh has webbed feet, and I'm not even joking about that.
Oh, he does.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we're letting your secrets out today, Josh.
Technician.
Yeah, you don't want him to be staring at those feet for too long. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen him, and I'm not even joking. I am a jokester, but he has webbed feet.
I do have webbed toes.
Brian, thank you, buddy. Have a very good Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Later, bud. Brian. That was so
funny. So maybe a manicure for you.
We'll a toe separator. That's what I'll need. Surgery.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to downtown Littleton today.
Yes.
And I want you to take her to the chocolate place.
Okay. Stop number one.
You can just get a couple fun high-end pieces of chocolate together.
No, and they have great coffee. They have good drinks. Like, that place
she loves
is
coffee.
Awesome.
You can start there.
I love that spot.
And I think that's when you give her the Lego flowers.
Yeah.
You just be like, hey, I got you a little thing.
I should get those beforehand, or would it be cute to take her to the Lego store?
You're going to the Lego store? Spend that money?
Go to Target. Go to Target first and get them.
Cheaper somewhere.
Go to Target first. Get some red ribbon. Put a little red bow around it.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
And
so
then bring it with you so you have it, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. You're not going to want to go hang out in a Lego store with a bunch of kids.
Shake
today.
The package, see what it is.
Pardon me?
Yeah,
so then give her that. Go get the fancy chocolate. Okay. And then you're going to be in downtown Littleton, which is beautiful anyway.
So many
fun
things.
We could totally
there.
Go to a lunch, right?
There's
after
a
that.
Lunch or bars, whatever you want to do down there.
Right
I love
there.
It. I love it. Okay, that's what I'll do. I like that. Whoever that was, Kellen that said the Legos. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then
I love that.
Do what Gino said and take her to the strip club.
Take her to the strip club.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.